When you think about America's biggest cities, many have a recognizable accent. From the shifting vowels of Chicago to the dropped R's of New York, like you'll hear in this Joan Rivers clip.
When I was 21, my mother said, only a doctor for you. When I was 22, she said, all right, a lawyer, CPA. 24, she said, we'll grab a dentist. 26, she said, anything.
Now, if you ask people for an example of a San Francisco accent, some might say it sounds like this.
Tough Tony from the Potrera. Asada Mark, Asada Slot, whatever.
That's where you picked up that accent, eh?
Right. Yeah. At Brogue.
The Mission Brogue accent is on full display in this 1985 interview with Tough Tony. He was a San Francisco bus driver.
They used to ask me, you know, when I left them off at the transfer point, are you from Brooklyn? I says, no, I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm from Sodom Market.
But native San Franciscans have a lot of ways of speaking.
The campaign is over, and it is time for us to forget about the drama that existed in the world of politics during
that was the thing that made me want to play was rock and roll when I heard Chuck Berry and all the great rock and roll licks and just
I was like so poor for so long and struggling as a comic that like I just
that was Mayor London Breed, Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia, and comedian Ali Wong, all of them San Francisco natives, all with different ways of speaking.
My name is Jonathan Morton. I live in Mountain View, California.
This is our question asker this week, and he wants to settle the matter.
The question I had is there such a thing as a San Francisco accent?
I'm Olivia Allen Price. On this week's edition of Bay Curious, we're on the search for the San Francisco accent. If there's one person in the KQED newsroom who has done a lot of thinking already about accents, it's Chloe Veltman. Hey, Chloe.
Hi, Olivia.
All right, so accents.
Right, so I am fascinated by accents. Not a day goes by where people don't ask me what part of Australia I'm from. Of course, I'm not from Australia, I'm from England. I've been here for so long. Approaching 20 years, probably. So maybe something funny is happening to my voice over all these years. So I'm curious about how accents change and shift and why people hear one thing and not another, you know?
What do you think people hear when they talk about a San Francisco accent?
Well, many different things. I sat down with a bunch of San Francisco natives who work at our own media organization, KQED. It's this wide and varied group of folks, people of diverse ages and genders, ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and so on. For example, Marianne comes from a Chinese American family, second generation. She grew up in the Sunset District in the 1970s. But Dom's family has been in the city for five generations. He's African American and 31 years old.
And by native, just to be clear, you do mean someone who was born and raised in San Francisco, right?
Precisely. Some even had families in San Francisco going back to the gold rush days. One thing I got from chatting with this group is there are wildly differing views as to whether there is a San Francisco accent or not.
So I'm curious to know, do you think there is such a thing as a San Francisco accent?
Yes, and I hear it in my grandmother. Very much so.
There is. There certain neighborhoods, like I'm from the Mission District, so I feel like a lot of people have told me I got like a certain tone to my accent, kind of like a almost like a New Yorker or a Boston accent.
In San Francisco, there are so many different cultures and people. I think I can't ever hear it.
Another thing I got from this group of KQED native speakers is that there seems to be some fuzziness over the definition of the word accent. When I asked my colleagues to describe the San Francisco accent, they pointed out the Oakland expression hella, or the way people from around here say SI to refer to St. Ignatius. But accent isn't the same thing as word choice.
It's not an accent thing at all, though. It's just sort of like a specialized local vocabulary.
That's linguist Lauren Hall Liu. Lauren works at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. She's a San Francisco native.
My family is fifth generation Chinese American. My mom initially grew up in Chinatown and then later the Sunset District.
And has spent years studying the way in which people speak in her hometown, and especially in the Sunset District where she grew up.
So logically, every single person has an accent because everyone has some set of pronunciations that they use most of the time. And that's going to be different from someone else's set of pronunciations. But there's not really a way of speaking that identifies as San Franciscan.
But what about those people you spoke with who grew up in the city who do think there's an accent?
Right. Well, there is this one way of speaking, Olivia, that came up in conversations I had both with linguists and locals. Do you remember Tough Tony?
I was a Muni man a month, right.
Tony's accent is particular to Irish and Jewish people who started settling in the city during the Gold Rush days. Many of them originally spent time on the East Coast.
Which explains why they sound a little bit like they're from New York.
Right. The accent is sometimes called the Mission Brogue or Mission Twang because the Mission neighbourhood was this big Irish enclave back in the day. But it's fading at this point. Those that spoke it are dead or getting on in life. You can hear traces of it, though, in Jerry Brown's voice, for instance. California's former governor comes from true San Francisco Irish stock.
Well, you want to know about the mansion? Well, let me tell you about the mansion. We have 9 bedrooms. And it looks kind of like a Safeway store.
So Jerry Brown's speech style is definitely reminiscent of that old Mission Brogue style.
Linguist Lauren Hall-Lew.
The one that stood out to me the most, I think, is probably the way he says the R in store.
And it looks kind of like a Safeway store.
So it's a rather soft or even deleted R, a sort of what we call a non-rhotic pronunciation. It's more like store than store.
Lauren says other markers of this accent are things like dropping the th at the end of south, so it sounds more like sout.
Okay, so like Tough Tony from South of the Slot.
Yeah, exactly. And also pronouncing a word like third as Thoid.
I was going out to 3rd Street on a 22 Fillmore.
San Francisco, like New York and Chicago and other big cities, was a total melting pot. Starting in the mid-1800s, San Francisco attracted people from all over the world. English was spoken in many different ways, and English was only one of many languages spoken. Lauren says the reason people came to view the Mission Brogue as the San Francisco accent in the 20th century, in spite of all this variety, has a lot to do with who wielded the most power.
The idea of a San Francisco accent is usually framed in terms of a specific social group that was predominant at the time in terms of political power, for example.
Lauren says Irish immigrants were more visible in public life than many of the other groups living in the city. They dominated local politics and law enforcement.
Which might explain why some people, even today, see this as the San Francisco accent, even though the city's leaders are more diverse these days.
Right. A few people still speak with a Mission Brogue type accent, mainly older white folks, but it mostly lives on in archive recordings of people like Tough Tony.
So it's strange that people still identify that way of speaking as quintessentially San Franciscan.
Because what I said just now about Gold Rush San Francisco still holds true today. English is spoken in many different ways in the city, and it's only one of many languages we hear every day. Lauren Hall-Lew says the very question of whether there is or ever has been a San Francisco accent is problematic for that reason.
Are you honestly meaning to ask that the people from Chinatown talk like the Russians in the Richmond talk like Central Americans in the Mission, right? No, of course not. What you mean is probably, is there a way of speaking that we associate with the middle class white people of European heritage? That's what that question usually means. And that's the problem. You know, that's not actually representative of the city.
So there neither is nor ever was a universal San Francisco accent.
Correct. Disappointed?
Yeah, I think a little bit.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Olivia, many native San Franciscans are participating in some statewide California accent trends. There's this thing linguists call the Great California Vowel Shift.
Tell me more.
Young Californians, in particular, are pronouncing certain vowels in a more forward place in their mouths.
So a Californian who says, like, that black dress, it might sound a bit more like that block dross. I mean, I'm overdoing it. That's like over-exaggerated, but it's going in that direction.
Lauren picked out touches of this shift going on with the native San Franciscan co-workers whom I chatted with. I sent Lauren audio samples of each person reciting this whimsical little text about rainbows. It's part of a standardized script that linguists like Lauren use to analyze people's speech patterns.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow.
The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors.
These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above
and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon.
Lauren says she can hear traces of the California vowel shift in the younger speakers in particular, especially on the word rainbow.
The change is from the pronunciation of O in the back of the mouth, O, rainbow, to more in the front of the mouth. So rainbow.
Lauren says the oldest person in the sample has the more O-like pronunciation, and the youngest speaker is doing more of the O thing. Oldest.
Rainbow.
Youngest.
Rainbow.
Oldest.
Rainbow.
Youngest.
Rainbow.
It's super hard to hear the distinction there.
Agreed. I can barely hear it. Lauren says the differences in this sample are subtle, and the data set I threw at her is admittedly very small. But Lauren says the KQED's speech patterns do appear to follow some of the main statewide accent trends, even going so far as to sound like this.
I'm just putting some California dips in these small bowls for our wedding guests.
Great. I'm going to go change the filter on the lagoon-style pool.
That's a scene from the Saturday Night Live series The Californians, starring Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen. It makes fun of the Golden State, including the way people speak around here.
No one really talks like that, though.
Well, according to Teresa Pratt, another linguist whom I chatted with for this story, some people actually do. She's written a whole paper about the connection between media representations of Californian speech patterns and actual Californian speech patterns.
Man, my whole family's coming in from Simi Valley. They're going to take the 118 West to the 23 South, all the way to the Tierra Rojada Road exit. Then they'll be here.
The 118? Isn't that all that construction on the 405 gonna just back everything up, Stuart?
Wow. So is this SNL skit a window into the future of how we're gonna speak out here in California?
Well, Teresa says younger people in California are trending towards these sorts of speech patterns. But let's not forget that there will always be many, many different ways of speaking across the Golden State. I'd like to thank Teresa Pratt and Lauren Hall-Lew for their insights.
Thanks also to Jonathan Morton, who asked the question this week.
And thanks to all the KQEDers who participated in this story.
And Chloe, thanks to you for your reporting.
You're welcome, Olivia.
The Bay Curious team is going on a yearly retreat next week to think about how to make the show even better in 2019. We'll be back with a new episode on February 7th. While we're gone, maybe you can help us out. We're working on a show about how to build adult friendships. Do you have a good story about how you made a friend or maybe some tips to share? Leave us a message at 415-547-0046. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price.